Welcome back to Ping. This is
episode 133.
What? Yeah, that's good. I didn't even know if you were paying attention since you've been gone for so long.
Well, I've been gone because I've been working hard.
Working on the chain.
Where have you been working hard?
I've been working hard in Shanghai, China.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for a couple weeks. I've been working hard in San Francisco. I was there for a week.
Okay.
Went to the Crunchies Awards.
How was that?
The Crunchies Awards was actually pretty fun.
Weren't you going to film a segment and report back?
Well,
then
you decided to replace
Apparently
me with a couple other
dudes. That doesn't
dudes.
Fall under working hard. Well, not working hard for Ping.
There wasn't a whole lot of Microsoft stuff going on there. But I
just wanted to see what you were up to.
Yeah, I did get to meet Drew Houston from Dropbox.
That's exciting.
I think he was more interested in getting a drink at the bar next to me than talking with me. But hey, I'll consider that.
Probably not an unfamiliar feeling for you, Paul.
Probably not. Not so much. Just like, why is this guy talking to me? I just want a drink.
That's right. So you were gone, and now you're back. Larry Larson hosted with us last week. I think he did a bang-up job.
Yeah?
Did you watch the episode?
I did not. I refuse to watch any episode that I'm not in. I'm taking the Laura Foy mentality. Actually, you don't even watch episodes that you're in.
I watch for the highlights. I do the Cliff Note version.
Yes.
You know, I lived it. You know, it's uncomfortable to watch yourself. Like, my voice is kind of annoying, and then I make weird
faces.
Imagine
how our fans feel.
Yeah, no. I should get a filter for my voice so that it just has, a sexy filter. Can you give me an audio filter? I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, maybe get, hey, look at this. We get a message from Alex219267. Paul, please come back, please. Ping is just not the same. Sad days.
Oh, so I don't know how much you paid Alex to write that, but prior to that, Herb wrote, we pulled out some great co-hosts. Maybe Paul should go away more often.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's right. We shouldn't even mention Herb's name on the show. He should be stricken from our vocabulary.
Because
we really like having you back, Paul.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure we do. Let's get the show started.
All right. All right, Paul. A while back, we did a story where we covered a video that Microsoft made, sort of attacking Google, called Gmail Man.
The Gmail Man.
You like that one? Did you like that video?
I like the Muffin Man better.
Is that with Alec Baldwin?
Do you know the Muffin Man?
Do you know the Oh, wait. No. See, I was thinking the Betty White skit where she's the Muffin Woman.
Oh, no.
And she wonders if she has a pretty muffin.
Stop the program!
Oh, that doesn't seem appropriate for this show at all.
She makes muffins.
She
wants them to be pretty.
I bet.
Anyway, the Gmail Man, I thought it was a really, really funny video. And it got a lot of press, and people seemed to be pleased with it. So I guess Microsoft is at it again. And we've now created a spoof video called Google Lighting.
Yes.
Spoofing, of course, the 1980s hit with Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd.
That's what it was.
Moonlighting.
I was going to say Meryl Streep, but...
One of those women... Lovely, love the creatures. And what are your thoughts on it? Have you seen it?
I have seen it. I tried remembering.
See, a lot of buzz.
I tried remembering back to Moonlighting, but it was way before my time, so I have no idea if it's actually playing off that well.
Yeah, well, I've got the whole VHS box set, so I'll let you borrow that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't even know what a VHS is. I always thought it was pronounced VHs.
Who is this genius?
No.
But again, it's,
I can teach you things.
Yeah. Apparently so.
I'm good to have around the relic that I am.
Yeah. So we apparently have released this this video that has a super cheesy salesman that's supposed to be the personification of Google Apps.
Right.
And then there is a successful businesswoman that's supposed to be signing Google Apps.
Right.
But realizes,
wait a minute, I could come in tomorrow and all the software is different, and the guy's like, different, it could be gone, you never know. I think it's funny. And then you get the big, the strong black crooner coming in and sings, I think they should have cast Ruben Studdard, because...
It probably would have cost a little bit less. they did that.
But anyway, I think it's for me, being the sort of... immature person that I am.
Yeah.
I always like it when we fight fire with fire and we strike back and just little jabs. Something I think that Microsoft should do more of it. And in fact, in our seamlessly never ending efforts to sort of become cool, I think videos like this help us.
I would say this doesn't help us become cool by any means.
Really? You don't think it's hey, Microsoft's got a personality. They're funny.
So I do like the fact that we're trying to get a personality. That's great.
That's good.
I like the fact that there are competitive advantages that Office has compared to Google Apps, and we're trying to portray that. just something about this just seems a little off to
me. So
it
was just this particular video, but not the idea of poking fun in a video.
Right, yeah.
Just like,
I have no problem poking fun.
Right.
But I think the best part about this video was is that Microsoft hosts it on YouTube. And it's just like one more twist of that knife to Google. It's just like, yep, you're going to host this stuff too. We're gonna cost you money while we cost you money. It's great.
I like that. That's genius.
So let us know what you guys think.
Yeah.
I'm on the fence about it myself.
I like it.
Okay. All right, Laura. So as I've been gone, you know what I do a lot of the time?
Cry in the corner.
Yeah, I suppose that's pretty accurate. It's because I search for myself online.
Yes.
And I don't find anything interesting.
Frankly, son, you frighten me.
It's like it's a perfect representation of who I am.
So not enough information is coming up when you search Paul Messmaker.
No, there's plenty of information. Oh, there's nothing. I really, really want people to see.
Okay, I'm going to search you right now and see what comes up.
So,
Paul Messmaker, stand-up comedian.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
Yeah. I think he's brilliant.
Awesome.
Okay.
I think that's somebody else. But what Microsoft is doing is, you know, we've had a whole bunch of integrations with Facebook.
Yes.
So that you can see things that your friends have liked, and it adds social relevance to the equation. Now, what the Bing team is doing is they're trying to do like a crowdsourced curation of different relevance for people, because one of the top things that people search for are their friends or people that they know or themselves.
Really?
I search
myself all the time, but I wouldn't really search my friends. Like, if I was looking for my friend from elementary school, I would probably start on Facebook.
Yeah, well, I guess
you could just do a search for
their
name.
If I have a business meeting with somebody or some type of networking event, like, I will try and look that person up online to get details about them, to have, interesting questions to ask them.
Or if you're, like, in a court case and you want to see what the prosecutors really like,
right,
you could put their name into Bing.
you're speaking my language
right
here.
That's the loveliest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, or if you're on a first date with somebody and you want to be, like, extra creepy,
right,
you can just be like, you know, this person at this place and just try and go through a bunch of links. Well, anyway, Bing is trying to make it easier for you to essentially curate your own page and your friends' pages. So you can now link your Facebook profile and social links to things in Bing, and it will consider it in its relevance.
Interesting. So, I'm assuming I couldn't link things to you. I could only link things to myself.
Well, you could link things to me.
Really?
So long as I enable the feature myself.
Right.
And that we are still friends.
Do you have to approve it? Like,
yeah.
What if I wanted to link, like, dbag.com to Paul Messmaker?
Well, if you want to have, the German baguettes, which I'm pretty sure what dbags.com are, linked to my profile. If I enable this feature, you could absolutely do that, but then it would notify me because it would post it onto my Facebook timeline.
Gotcha.
And then I could remove that if I wanted to.
Gotcha.
Now, that does not prevent you from then adding something else.
We can go
immediately
on all
back
day.
I think there is some rate limiting. I think it said like you can add like one link per friend per day.
Okay.
Something like that. And if I really didn't want you to do it, I could either opt myself out of this altogether so that nobody could do it, or I could remove you as my friend.
Aww.
Which is seeming more and more likely every day.
If you haven't already.
Yeah.
If you haven't already. So this is, I believe, this is just starting out now, and is it in beta version?
It was just announced last week.
Right.
So you can go to it, and there's a number of pages that walk you through how you can link and unlink things, and then it shows whether or not it was submitted by Facebook.
Awesome.
In the search
so
results.
It's bing.com/linked pages. So now, if you want interesting information to come up when people search for you, you can control that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to try and link myself to the most interesting man in the world.
Good luck with that.
Thanks.
All right, everybody, in more Windows Phone news, you know, in October, I went to Barcelona for... No, I didn't. I went to London. London for Nokia World.
It's just so much.
I went to Barcelona for Mobile World Congress. I went to London for Nokia World, where we showed off the Nokia Lumias.
Yeah.
A sexy, sexy looking phone. And, you know, people were like, when can we get our hands on it? And apparently you can get your hands on it this week.
This week?
This week. You can get it exclusively at the Microsoft stores, and it comes in a little technology bundle.
So they can get it at the physical Microsoft stores, or
right.
can they get it from, like, a Microsoft store online?
I believe you have to go into the store.
Okay.
And so the bundle, which does come with a bit of a hefty price tag, but you get some cool stuff. So you get the...
Well, so first off, it's $899.
Yeah, hefty price tag.
It's not too hefty because it's an unlocked phone, so you don't need to have it carrier subsidized or anything
which
like that
good.
Or tied to any contract. And it comes in two colors, black or magenta.
And I've been a fan of magenta myself.
You're not?
No, I am.
Oh, of course.
I
was like, okay, there's some sarcasm going on there.
I love magenta.
But it comes with some...
This is purple.
But, oh, is that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe I just wanted another excuse to like be like, oh, what? Oh,
it's
okay,
actually more of like a violet.
Ah, I see.
But continue.
It comes with a bunch of stuff. It comes with some headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Comes
the Purity HD stereo headset, actually, by
Monster.
Oh, Paul.
Yeah. It comes with a little headset so you can chat on your Bluetooth.
Right, yep. right, because you shouldn't talk on the phone and drive if you don't have Bluetooth already in your car.
Yep. So, I mean, I completely disagree with that. I don't think it's the fact that you're holding something up against your face. I think it's the fact that you're talking and trying to hold a conversation versus focusing on the road.
I agree, but I just say you shouldn't do it because you'll get pulled over, not for, like, health reasons.
It's highly unlikely that you'll get pulled over.
I've been pulled over for having a headset for a phone to my ear. I did not get a ticket. I almost fell.
From what I hear, you are amazing in court.
Things that we all know about each other. Anyway, you also get the Play 360 wireless speakers, and of course, the phone itself.
Yeah, the 360 wireless speaker actually seems really cool to me. I've always wanted to have some easy speaker to travel with. Like, this is you get 21 hours of playtime out of it,
mm-hmm.
and you can just, like, wirelessly connect it to your phone. And I guess the headset and the speaker are both NFC-enabled, so NFC being near-field communications. And I've always thought that was primarily used when you want to, like, have your phone be, like, your payment device at supermarkets. You look at me like you have no idea what this stuff is.
No, I've heard of that before.
Okay.
I have.
So maybe you can pair, like, a credit card to these things, and you can... No, you probably can't do that.
Probably not.
But yeah, it seems really cool. I think this would be a great kit to travel with.
Yeah.
You got the headphones, so you don't have to hear the screaming babies on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, like, the little wireless speaker that you can set up.
Speaker when you get to your hotel room.
Yeah,
good to go, on the beach, whatevs.
Sure.
So there you go. Go get your Nokia Lumia 800.
And get us one, too.
Yes, please. So, just last week, they gave very exciting news for developers. I'm sure you were, you know, waiting with bated breath for the sneak preview of the Visual Studio 11 beta.
Yep.
And some of the new features and enhanced abilities.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of cool stuff that was announced. So some of the top things for Visual Studio 11, or whatever they're going to be calling it, were around being able to have a simplified user interface and
mm-hmm.
try and be a better workflow for how developers actually work. For example, they didn't announce anything like they were going to get rid of toolbars and replace it with the ribbon, because
right.
who knows how developers would react to that. But they did say that they're trying to minimize the amount of toolbars, the amount of buttons that show up there by default. For example, they took out the cut, copy, and paste buttons
mm-hmm.
on the toolbars because they're like, developers are going to be using the keyboard
shortcuts. Sure, yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And then I know that Scrum is supported in an out-of-the-box template. So that's always exciting. And actually, you know, we had an all-hands for the developer division that I'm in here at Microsoft, and they showed off some of the stuff that they were working on for Visual Studio, and the crowd in the auditorium was just going crazy.
And how about you,
so,
Laura?
I mean, I was... It was like... It was better than a Madonna concert.
Oh, yeah.
That,
things that were just... Totally relating with here. They also had a couple of other interesting things. Like they simplified the graphics.
Mm-hmm.
So they basically desaturated the whole UI, and they only used color where it's like absolutely necessary to like to notify people of stuff.
To keep it faster, cleaner.
Well, yeah, I think it's just more so that you can focus specifically like on your code, and everything else just kind of fades away when you're not looking at it.
Cool. And this is the beta, along with the beta version of .NET Framework 4.5, is all going to be available February 29th. So that's just a couple days from now.
Yeah.
So go get it.
Do it.
All right, everybody, that wraps it up for this week. Next week, Paul, will you be with us?
Sure.
Will you be here in your mind and your body? Because I feel like this week may be just your body.
Just my mind, actually.
Sounds good. You can phone it in.
Yep.
That works.
Or I'll tweet it in.
Just tweet it in.
I'm following like 5 people on Twitter now.
Who? How do you decide who to follow?
Do you
go by the suggested people?
Yeah. So yeah. I followed, you know, 2 of my friends, and then there were like 2 other people that kept popping up, and I was like, fine, I'll follow them.
Right. You know, we had this following Twitter competition, and then I realized what we should have done, what Bender does from the Jackie and Bender Morning Show.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the, you know, like from that animated TV show, Futurama. Bender?
No. I didn't watch that.
Okay.
But anyway, so what he does is he says, if you follow me, I'll follow you. Follow me, and I'll follow you back.
Perhaps you should read the instructions first.
No. See, that's so old school. Like, I really could care less what you guys think.
I'm also a singer. I'm not a professional, but I do like to sing in church and, you know, places like juvenile halls.
Like, you, I'm just in it for the personal glory.
Right. I just want you to know what I think. Right. I got you.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Because that way, at least one of us becomes better off.
All right, well, in the meantime, follow me.
At Paul Mess.
At L Foy.
Or facebook.com/Paul Mess.
See you next week.
Boom.